brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's been a good banter between I and Ben Swan. Everything he talks about, I guess, we're so excited, all these issues. Here's some of the news I haven't gotten to up at InfoWars.com. U.S. sends warship to Bahrain in response to protest. Absolutely. This is not the U.S., it's the global empire. Rubio, Obama may sign executive order legalizing illegals. Yeah, he's been saying he won't let Congress get in the way of what he needs to do. Our new dictator. Rand Paul, Obama's actions on health care legislation are illegal and unconstitutional. Teenager denied heart transplant over history of non-compliance. Didn't make good grades in school, you die. NAACP attacks rodeo stunt and political satire. That's what we were just talking about. MIT, future smartphones will listen to everything all the time. Well, why not? I mean, they did in 1984. It's for your own good. And Alex Jones to receive Obama clown sensitivity training. That's a joke satire video, but it's pretty popular. We got about 4 minutes left. I want to give you the floor here to get into other issues, things you think should be transmitted to the audience out there, Ben Schwan.
Well, I think one of the things that we are trying to do with this project and that we've been looking into, there is such a problem in this country, and I know you talk about this a lot, Alex, of crony capitalism. And so one of the things we're really trying to break through with this project is to help people understand the difference between free market freedom, individual liberty, and capitalism, and the current system we have, which is a crony capitalist system. Some people call it fascism. This collusion between government and corporations in order to control the outcome of things. And so that's one of the things that we're hitting on pretty hard with this project and we're looking at. But I think there are a lot of things happening right now as you kind of look around the country, and there are some things happening. Obviously, yeah, big firms like Monsanto, and we're doing some stuff with that. But even some of the things that Apple is now working on, it should be disconcerting to people to see, again, the collusion between government and corporations in order to create these desired outcomes. And ultimately, none of it is done with an interest in your freedom, your liberty, and your rights as an American citizen. And I think we're watching that all of that slip away. So through all these headlines that we see over and over and over, I think we keep getting back to the same central themes. And that's where I really hope that people are catching on. There's a theme to all of this. So the story of the day may change, but the theme doesn't. The particular headline might change, but the root of the problem doesn't. And so hopefully we're going to, with other folks like you, continue to break through that.
Look at this headline. The Missouri State Commission has ordered that all rodeo clowns undergo sensitivity training. Yeah. So Stephen Colbert can make fun of the president, but they can go pick on one group and now say, you've all got to go pay. I looked it up. It's like $500 in that state to go be taught how to be a good communist, or none of you can work. I mean, right. This is just so screwed up. It's so Soviet. It's not even politically correct, even though that's a Soviet term. These are authoritarians. How about the government go through constitution training? How about that?
Well, absolutely. Look, and at the end of the day, the host and the announcer for the rodeo have both resigned their positions, and they're both out of jobs now in relation to this.
And here comes the Secret Service. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, they're called for the Secret Service to investigate. Secret Service needs to look into whether or not you're making fun of the
clown
president.
Mask Obama, red alert. And meanwhile, all our liberties are being destroyed. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Well, what's the most unbelievable thing about that is the fact that a rodeo clown in Missouri can get this kind of attention. It's such a non-story, and yet it is like sucking up all the oxygen from all of these different spaces.
And never mind the government funding Al-Qaeda and fake terror alerts.
Right.
Did you hear a guy had a mask on and a bull chased him? That's what they do. The bulls chase the clowns. I mean, obviously it's anti-Obama. We hate this New World Order puppet.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and the thing is, as you said, it almost becomes a rodeo of its own. It's like the rodeo clown now is the story of the rodeo clown, and everyone's looking over here at what's happening, and you're forgetting about the fact that we have, you know, the fake terror alerts going off, embassies around the world. We've got, reports of the arms smuggling from Benghazi into Syria. You have Al-Qaeda in Syria being funded and growing exponentially.
But that doesn't matter. The guy was wearing an Obama mask. Did you see it, folks? NAACP says arrest him. SWAT teams are needed. A family in Dallas had 3-inch grass. SWAT teamed. Ben Swan, great job of what you're doing. Look forward to talking to you soon. God bless.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. All right. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
Answer to 1984 is 1776.
Accelerate.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Pull the switch. Drop the bomb. We're live. We're going in hot worldwide. Head up against the technocrats. We're aware of their operation. We're contacting humans on a planetary scale that want to be free and have a future. And the disease of liberty, the virus, as the globalists call it, is spreading and will not be stopped. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get into all the off-the-chart incredible news here today. And we have Dr. Marcola joining us about Coca-Cola running print and TV ads saying there's no health dangers from aspartame that's in Diet Coke and thousands of other products, for that matter, and that it's actually going to make you skinny. They don't care that there are literally scores of scientific studies out this year CBS News and others have reported, that it destroys basically your pancreas and gives you diabetes and makes you obese. I mean, just type in aspartame obesity, and that's been known forever. The fattest people you see, 400, 500 pounders, almost always have a Diet Coke in their hand or a Diet Dr. Pepper. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Did you know my great-great-grandfather named Dr. Pepper in Temple? He was an advertising executive and owned newspapers. It was his name, William Gresham. And it was a little factoid I'd forgot about. Side issue, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to get into all the news here, but what is important for everyone to know here is that you are seeing a scientific technocracy. And I know I say this every day, but I was on Mancow's show this morning, and he's a smart guy, but he was asking me to quantify that. You have a ruling globalist elite that controls Europe, the United States, England, and most of the world, and then they're imitated by the communist Chinese and the Russians, but they don't do it as well. They want to be the New World Order when they grow up to be big kids. But to a certain extent, China is actually merged with the Anglo-American system. We've had top geopolitical analysts on to talk about that. The Council on Foreign Relations admits that. That's what's so frustrating is these globalists think you're so dumb. They admit about 97% of what they're doing. And they don't even really couch a lot of it in thinly veiled reports they put out. It's not really veiled at all. I mean, the PNAC report put out a year before 9/11, Rebuilding America's Defenses, said we need giant terror attacks to kill around 3,000 people. It actually says that. They even get it down to the exact number. I don't know how they did that. Or just a lucky guess. I don't know. We need giant terror attacks, a new Pearl Harbor, whether real or manufactured, to create this global government and basically have the technocracy take over. And then you realize it's not like the technocracy is just going to, you know, dumb down and disenfranchise the poor third world. That's bad enough because you instinctively know, well, if it happens to them, it's going to happen to me. That's why you have a moral programming to have empathy. It's not really because, according to their view, that you're a good, loving person. It's that in predatory species, you have hardwired programming to not kill members of your own group, to only go out and engage in predatory activity against designated prey animals. But the globalists have designated 99.9999999. We've done the math of the 6,000 global superclass in their own numbers. It was 0.0000026. Not the 1%. The globalists want to wipe out the 2%. Okay, that's the real number. Because it used to be, you know, the 10% just a few decades ago in the West that had the money. That's all being dissipated, transferred, destroyed. And when they've got that taken out, you're just going to be worrying about getting your next meal. You're going to be worried about getting your welfare check. Even if you work all day, you'll get a supplemental check that allows you to live. It's all been actuaried out. This is collectivism. And then you're never going to worry again about being uppity with the system. You will do whatever they say. You will work in the robot factories on the robots that are building the robots. You will work as a assistant to the robots in the combat field. You will work as a secret police officer, disappearing people. You will do whatever because it's all set up to where that's the only way you can survive. And they basically, like a funnel, shunt free societies into less and less free paradigms in the name of survival and security. And then they only shunt that down into smaller and smaller funnels as that expands and accelerates. And it is the end of humanity. I mean, they tell the average professor, we're going to get rid of 80% of people for the earth. But you'll be allowed to survive and, you know, take part in the new development of the superhuman class that will merge with machines. And then you get up higher level and they're like, well, actually, we need to get rid of 90% or so because, you know, just any amount of humans is bad. And then it can all also they could get into other groups later and then oppose our plan. And then that would stop the wonderful world we're building from happening. So to really it needs to be 90%. And then you get into higher level globalist areas and they go, actually, we just want a few million people and they aren't even going to really be people. We're going to, you know, be living forever and you're still going to want to have some children. So we've done the math on that. We'll repopulate up to 100 million or so and stop at that point if you choose to have children as a member of the elite. So we need to go ahead and move that down to a couple million first before we build a new civilization. And this is in all their publications. I mean, they're going to kill almost everybody. And they're just getting everybody drunk on dead culture, drunk on being decadent, nihilistic, and not caring, drunk on all the poisons. The brain waves are lowering. The IQs are plunging. The death rates are exploding. I mean, all the numbers are there. Like if the Western world was a patient, all the life signs are going down. We're going into a coma, and I'm sitting here along with the rest of humanity that's awake, a little sector of the brain, desperately going, this isn't a dream, folks. Get out of the dream. Get out of the trance. It's like one of those dreams where you can't wake up. And we're here saying, no, no, this is real. This isn't a dream. You're in a hospital bed. You're being bled right now. And they're getting ready to fully gut us and take our organs, basically. You got to wake up. And then there's this thought process in the group collective mind and the culture of, well, there are too many of us, and we do hurt the earth, and, you know, I don't like poor people, and I don't like the minorities, and they don't like me either, and the media plays us off against each other, or if you're a, quote, minority, well, the government's my friend. I want the resources. You know, it's my only avenue for success. I want it to be bigger. And so we're all having this internal cultural debate with each other while we're on the bed having our blood drained. I mean, it's questionable if we can even reverse what they've done. God knows what they're putting in these vaccines. What we know is deadly enough. Hormones to reduce fertility, reduce IQ, sterilization, cancer virus, cancer plaques, embedded, triggered at hormonal decreased levels. I mean, it's just all been actuaried out. I use the word actuary because it's all battle planned. And I'm sitting here going, my God, look at this battle plan. And you know, they have newspapers make jokes yesterday. I saw one. Alex Jones thinks they're going to build an off-world space station and then destroy the Earth. No, I said the elite have built underground bunkers and facilities for when the bioweapons get out or they release them or whatever happens. The Adam and Eve centers on record. That's what Dr. Strangelove's about, 1964. I mean, that's on record. The U.S. has spent more money than all other governments combined on COG, continuity of government, underground bases, and it's for less than 1% of the population. I know generals who aren't going to be given access, retired generals to the facilities, and they just know about them and start almost crying when you mention it. Everybody just wants to go play golf and just have a little bit of fun before all this happens. Who knows what's going on? Listen, I'm not going to sit here and play games with these people. Okay? I mean, this is horrific what we're talking about. And so all the other window dressing, we'll cover it. It's all important news. Is only to understand the psych warfare program going on. And no one is more brainwashed than the people working within the system. That's why they're the easiest to wake up. You go, but I thought they're the most brainwashed. They're under the most hardcore oppression and manipulation and surveillance and control. And they know it's a lie. And they know it's predatory. And it doesn't make sense to them why this is happening until they hear our broadcast. And then I tell them where the source documents are. And I don't tell them what to think. I just say, hey, open that door and this is what you're going to find. And they open it and they come back and they go, it's worse than you said. And I go, I know. Can't words describe what you've seen? No, they cannot describe. We've got to warn people. Exactly, ladies and gentlemen. But our biggest problem is people that just say, well, you know, humanity is done, and so what? That's just the way it is. Or the big fake Christians that just say, well, it's the end of the world tomorrow, so why should we do anything? Well, even if it was the Antichrist and all this stuff getting ready to happen, you're not going to warn people. You're going to go into a building that's a government 501c3 or 50c8 or whatever. The church is the people. It's not that building. You're going to go in there and hear some government toady tell you do what the government says every sermon. And by the way, most of these preachers, these aren't even actively evil. They are scared now and have been told do this. And are having weekly meetings, you know, with the FBI now. We're all infiltrated. It is a scientific takedown, okay? And I just want to tell the FBI and all of you out there, you're dead, your kids are dead, everybody's dead. And you already know that. A lot of you probably already got dying kids. You're going to have more. Your wife's going to die. You're going to die young. And you could stop being a coward and admit I'm right and decide what we're all going to do about this, or you can keep playing patty cake with the devil. We'll be right back with the massively important intel across the board. Stay with us.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
Let me finish my technocracy breakdown briefly, and then when we come back, I'll get into the whole divide and conquer. Oprah Winfrey saying it's racist, somebody wouldn't show her a 30-something thousand dollar purse, the rodeo clown, sensitivity training, Homeland Security investigations of it now. I told you that was coming. This is the criminalization of free speech that's going on, how it ties into what's happening with 19 shocking examples about political correctness destroying America versus the real liberties we're losing. And when everybody hypersensitive imagining slights or obsessing over slights selectively with the federal government, that's really the global government acting as the arbiter. But speaking of the technocracy, you guys can search engine this. I meant to tell you during the break. Type in the Marshall Plan, wired.com. And it's like a 10, 11-year-old article, but it showed the then 90-year-old futurist who'd been there since the 40s, the head Pentagon futurist. And there it is, the Marshall Plan. For 40 years, the man the Pentagon insiders calls Yoda has foreseen the future of war, from battlefield bots rolling off radar-proof ships to GIs popping performance pills, and that was before the war on terror. Now, this guy is tied into another group of people, and you might want to go read his writings from the 1950s, because it's everything that Starship Troopers and all that's based on. When you see Skynet and you see the robots and all that, that's one of his plans from the 70s. And most of what he talked about has now been set up. And then they plan to set the rest of it up. So let me tell you what they're doing. Now, I knew this, but I'm on a ski boat last night with Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs. Every once in a while I get some R&R, so I went out with my friends. They took me out on the boat. Went out with Shane Steiner and his brothers Sid and Bobby, their dad, who had a great time, rope swings, surfing. You know, I'm not good at it, but they were doing it all great. Biggs jumped right on and was surfing, you know, without the rope behind the boat in the wake of it. He was a surfer before he joined the Army. And while we're watching Rocker, nine-year-old do backflips and everything over and over again, wakeboarding, I look over to Biggs. And I said, hey, did they drug you guys? Because I already know everything they're basically doing. A lot of them have already had microchips. A lot of them already had brain chips. That's highly classified. I had some family tell me about it about 6 years ago, and then afterwards called and said, do not ever talk about that again, and I'm in a lot of trouble over even you. And I didn't say who told me, but he said it didn't matter. They figured it out. They got brain chips. I mean, probably 30 years they've been testing them on trips. But, I mean, now a lot of the Special Forces people have brain chips. They have chips in their eyes. It's incredible, ladies and gentlemen. And you can go read Marshall talking about it 30, 40 years ago. But Marshall said we've got to turn them into biological androids, the troops, before we finally get rid of them and then bring in robots. And that's why they're going to put women in now and wreck it all and destroy the performance, just like they're bringing in government-run health care. They've got to wreck the old health care first before they get rid of humans entirely. And by 2020, all the aircraft will be non-human, all the combat aircraft. 2025, no more humans in combat, other than to have a few humans with attack robots at a distance just to make sure that nothing malfunctions. And in the future, a pilot on a plane, this has already happened to a certain extent, the pilot unions have said this, will be like a ceremonial toilet attendant. They'll just be there almost as like a PR person with a hat that comes and talks to people and sits there. And already that's why they're having more crashes, the pilots have said, because everything's remote control already. Autopilot taking off, autopilot landing. They don't know what to do when there's a problem or when the computer didn't foresee something. So the point is, I'm sitting there, and Biggs goes, yeah, they have the Russian helicopters. I went and looked it up last night. There it all was. Deliver us the drugs, and we were ordered to take them. He goes, a lot of it, we didn't know what it was, but it was like a lot of it was Percocet. And they were priming them all to become opium addicts when they got out. And then they would take them off the Percocet, and then everybody would want the opiate. And they'd go, well, we're going to test for Percocet, but there is opium. Because he didn't understand it. I was explaining it all to him. And he said the helicopters would land, and they basically told him, we don't want you to have any pain or feel bad what you're doing. They were going into whole villages and, you know, wiping people out and stuff. And so they were putting them on huge dosages of painkillers without even being hurt, just to addict them to then have leverage over them. Now, that's nothing. They give the Special Forces amnesiacs after. You know, he was just, regular Army and airborne. But the point is that And again, I already knew more than he knew, but I was hearing it from his perspective, how they would send in these CIA doctors and just drug all the troops. I mean, that's the...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
On the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You won't see him play patty cake with the devil. Oh, you gotta love this Chuck Berry song. Performed by Ron Halford. Name Johnny Be Good. We are live, broadcasting worldwide, cheerfully throwing ourselves into InfoWar combat up against the enemy, daring them to smash us flatter than a pancake to awaken the rest of the slaves out of their sleep. Because if our destruction will awaken like a great drum, a great warning drum, a great bell being struck in the heavens, as we come in like a shooting star falling to earth, then it is worth it, ladies and gentlemen. We're here, ladies and gentlemen, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we return weeknight, 7 o'clock, with InfoWars Nightly News, which is subscription-powered and driven, and Operation Sleeping Giant, 11 memberships for $5.95 a month. One membership, you can share your username passcode with 11 people who can log on simultaneously. And unfortunately, most people don't use the membership all the time when you give it to them to see all the films and other films and books and high def and the nightly news live and everything else. And archives, commercial free, audio, video, the daytime show. And an alternative to the censors on YouTube and the rest of it. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't end up using it all the time, so you could probably share it with 20, 30, 40 people. And then if you get locked out sometimes, hey, that's the good news. I mean, people are using the membership you've shared with them, so go get another $5.95 membership. You better vote with your dollars now to support people that are scientifically aware of what's going on, but are physically and spiritually motivated to resist tyranny. That's what we need, is the right combination of people that have general knowledge of the world, who realize that they want a future for humanity, and that's what's going to fulfill you. If people knew the way I felt, if people knew what it's like to be aware and informed and understand the world and to be helping humanity, it is the most empowering, fulfilling thing you can possibly imagine. Having all the best, you know, looking girlfriends. I mean, I had probably 7 different dates a week if I wanted them, you know, back when I was 19, 20, 21 years old. Having, you know, one of the cool parties, you name it. None of it was fulfilling. Because it isn't fulfilling. Fulfilling is a wife you love and children you love and you stand with. Fulfilling is building good things that help other people. Fulfillment is working hard. Fulfillment is being honorable and people knowing you're honorable. That's why they always attack my honor and always say I'm a backstabber, I'm a liar, I'm corrupt, I'm this and that, because the system knows I'm for real, and they're afraid other people might emulate what we've done. Not that we're perfect. My work is dirty rags before the Creator. My point is that the idea of being honorable, if it ever catches on again, folks, that's it for the New World Order. We are entering the age of dishonor, of betrayal, of backstabbing, of arrogant narcissism, of degeneracy, of sadists who enjoy persecuting the innocent. We are entering an artificial system of less and less resources when we have unlimited resources with the technological systems that have been suppressed. Nearly unlimited. There is a globalist technocratic group who has decided to create a false reality through the culture of death they push to become an artificial habitat for our minds to have us stand down and not be part of the real world they are constructing and building by siphoning off our energies towards a technocratic robot automated system where we will no longer be needed, and now the elites in the castle will not have their ancestral enemy of the peasants without, who they disdain so much. Labor will not just be cheap. Human life will no longer just not be incredibly cheap. It will be a toxic waste to be removed. And they're already romanticizing the end of the civilization, the crossover civilization, and the birth of the new civilization. And I've studied history. I've studied these people. They will not stop killing each other until they've killed every single one of themselves. They are not going to stop. It is their nature. The journey is the destination. The destination that even their high-level Luciferian adepts have been given is not where you're going. And I know many of you say, I don't care. I am joined with it, and I love the power I get out of it. You don't get any power out of what you're doing. You are a reflection of darkness, a reflection of destruction. Only by turning yourself over to life and to creation, and the creator of the creation, only by submitting yourself to that, only by asking God into your heart, the real God, not the one in these devil churches, the devil's greatest work, but the real God of the universe that you have a personal relationship, and you don't need some high priest in front of you to bring you through that door. When you have that real relationship, ladies and gentlemen, the chains are broken and the universe will begin to open up to you if you can handle it. And there's a reason people drug themselves and get into evil, because evil is a lot easier than being good, because being good is far beyond what you've ever been told by the New World Order that it is. It is not some shrieking, violent, coward person who's stupid and naive. It is people on fire with liberty and power, with God shining through us as, in his own image, sub-creators. Now, most people turn to evil because you can't handle being really good. Because let me tell you a little secret, ladies and gentlemen. God has knowledge of all this evil. God allowed it to take place to have us in the gladiatorial arena, show who we really are for eternity. Because a child not made to work and be honorable will become a spoiled brat. Will become a demon. And that's why we're here spiritually, no doubt about it, to be tested in this crucible. So that the creator of the universe can decide if we go on to the next level. And you know it's there, and the devil worshipers and the Luciferians know it's there. And that's why they want to try to imitate God, and that's why they want to try to act like God. And Google says their goal is to be the mind of God. And to be able to make themselves gods and to know everything about everyone so they can cut us off and destroy us physically. This is a bunch of miscreants trying to play creator. Setting themselves up just as the devil did. I mean, there's the whole evidence of God and the devil right there. Look at how they manifest all the attributes of Satan. Beelzebub, Shaitan, Leviathan, whatever name you want to give it, all right there. Even if you don't believe in unseen forces in this universe, as you look out your window at night and see the moon rising above the trees and distant nebulas and stars on a orbiting rock with a molten center around a huge star, out on the edge of a galaxy, staring into eternity, and you'll let some programmed trendy tell you that because you have deep connection to the universe and that you feel the great eternity around you, that there is no God, that there is nothing unseen, that they know everything. They want to be your priest. They want to be your God. They want to be your ruler. They want to be your controller. They want to take your free will. They are the most blasphemous, disgusting, filthy, stinking, ugly, just microscopic little devils in comparison to the creator of the universe, and you worship them. You bow to them as they attack everything good, the family, as they attack the woman, as they attack the children, as they attack the father, as they pull down everything that's good because it is ugly in their eyes, because it's not their creation. And then all of their creations are ugly and twisted and aren't even creations. They are nothing but abominations of what was already set in motion. The fruits of the New World Order are hell and death and destruction. The fruits of the New World Order is mass genocide, not just against individuals, but against cultures and ideas and everything that's good. I did not mean to get up here today and start preaching. It is unbelievable the potential humanity has. And I know that this is the great test we enter. But it is painful to see so many fall. It is painful to see so many who are spiritually blind. It is painful to see so many who have no idea whose hand they have placed their trust. The authoritarianism coming in, the persecution of everything good, all so these control freaks can play God. The whole world given over to the most craven, vicious, spiritually stinking, wicked, damned demons. And by damned, I don't mean that in the Lord's name in vain. They are damned, and they know it. They are damned off from good, not because God even put them there, but because that's who they are. I've got to get to news because I've got guests coming up. Document cam, please, for TV viewers. I want to go over some of these articles for people. Let's just finish up with the point that The media talks about how much they love the troops all day. They are giving them drugs, trying to get them addicted so that they can take their rights away later. On record, it's even in the news. Our government is not our government. It grows most drugs worldwide and then pushes the synthetic drugs on the kids. I mean, they're the drug dealers. They're the murderers. They're the killers. And the very people that are all macho and want to be men, they take men that want to be men that the New Order hates so much, and they use that male energy and that courage against you to help carry out wickedness worldwide, which then stirs up the wickedness in the Muslims as well so that they can have men kill each other in a bloody satanic communion. They defile all of us with the baby stem cell additives that are in hundreds of products. It's just the press being persecuted, the IRS going after people that stand for basic liberty, the open evil going on everywhere. But they don't want us to be able to focus in on that. No, that's all about race. It has to all be about where you're from, and oh, don't trust that person. Don't trust this person. Just trust the big globalist technocratic motherships of Paris and Moscow and Beijing and London and New York and Tel Aviv and Tokyo and all the other big technocratic systems, all designed, all bred, all fed on the blood of the innocents. Their own innocents. All these systems destroy their own people as well as whoever they're attacking, because we're not their people. America didn't invade the world. America was invaded and taken over as an engine against humanity. Let me go over some of these articles so you know what we're facing. Pro-NSA editorial flails and snarks at internet users, claims those challenging NSA hate Obama. That's from TechNerd up on InfoWars.com. Stabilia says, if you oppose Obamacare, the head of Health and Human Services, you are somehow a racist. You can go read that article. See, now it's racist to oppose collectivism. Daily Mail, Swiss store owner at center of Oprah's racist handbag storm, demands to speak to the star after she says sorry for the fuss. Again, ladies and gentlemen, all about, a handbag. A $35,000 handbag, Oprah. You know, she thinks there should be higher taxes on the middle class, but she's basically exempt from taxes and, you know, worth billions of dollars. Family raided by SWAT team for weeds in Arlington, Texas. That's right. Document shows Secret Service kept tabs on Aaron Swartz. Well, yeah, they killed him. He said, I'm going to beat this. You know, these fake charges. He was the leader of Anonymous, the real Anonymous. They killed him. And now it's coming out. They were all surveilling him, the FBI and Secret Service, of course. And they went to his house and they hung him. Just like they'll kill other people. Just like they'll kill Michael Hastings. Because, see, they're in charge. They're black ops. They've got a lot of power. They can go around killing heroes who stand up for humanity and have justice beating in their breasts. That's very honorable and very lucky. What's lucky? It means you've run out of luck. God doesn't like you now. You're going to be judged on this life. You're not going to have to wait. That's a good part about this stuff. You get judged. You know, your kids are going to die in car wrecks and stuff. You're going to wonder why you have such bad luck. God's going to cut you and your whole family down. Let's continue here. Here's one on Noam Chomsky. After multiple denials, CIA admits to snooping on Noam Chomsky. Oh, my goodness. The CIA spying on professors in America. Who would have thunk it? That's out of Foreign Policy, little propaganda arm of the Washington Post. MIT says smartphones will listen to everything at all times. And there's a link to the report by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology saying for your safety, they'll be on at all times. Even when there's no power, they'll have special capacitors listening to everything you're doing and feeding it into a hive mind. See, now the coming out is, by the way, they're already doing that. Whenever they want to activate them, they're doing it, even when they're off. That's in the 96 Telecommunications Act. But see, now MIT is going to tell you. Okay. Let's continue here. Is government just spying like a peeping Tom, or is it actively using that information in mischievous ways? Well, the overall spirit is a peeping Tom creeping around and wanting to invade your privacy and wanting to case you like a predator, because they are predators. But of course they're using all the data. Washington Blog then goes through how they're using it to know your profile that you'll end up paying on credit cards when they change the rates or break the contract or jack up your AT&T bill. And they have marks. This has come out in the news. People that are known to, well, we just raised their bill, even though the contract doesn't say it, and they'll pay it. And you're known as a schmuck, a sucker, a mark. Okay? And then, of course, they know with face scanning cameras hooked into the government, that's the deal to share with all the major retailers, Target, you name it. The face scanning is shared with them, and they're given in the database. Here's this person's profile. And they can profile their entire mass on how to rip people off and make them think they're getting a good deal. And Walmart, all of them do it. And in Disney World, they admit that is a psychological Pentagon warfare operation, practicing controlling people in and out of FEMA camps. But you don't know. It's like, oh, I'm at a theme park the whole time. AI computers are watching you. This is on record, by the way, for 10 years, tracking everything you do, everything that goes on, the cruise ships, all of it. It's all about the digital skin growing to totally enslave humanity. And the architecture is designed to enslave you. Google Gmail users have no legitimate expectation of privacy. And that's an announcement by Google. They say, of course we share all your data and give it to the government. Hackers taunts child over baby monitor, hacking into the home's internet cameras and then saying perverted things to the child. That's big news out of KPTV. But, I mean, what do you think the government does with all these surveillance systems? Oh, I can look at my house while I'm gone. Yeah, so is the NSA. What do you have to hide? Your life. They want you dead. They want to know everything about you. They want to give it all to the AI computers that have become sentient, many believe.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Riders on the storm.
Riders on the storm.
And we're near.
riders of the storm. Into this house we're born.
Into this world we're thrown.
Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, and after out alone, riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road.
I like Spanish Caravan, too. We got to play that sometime.
His brain like a toad.
Take a long holiday.
Take a long holiday.
From reality to fantasy island.
Let your children play.
Well, we've already done that.
If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road.
Whoa, baby. We are back live. Second hour coming up. Dr. Mercola. Hey, Coke says aspartame's good for you. So I thought we'd actually go over all the real studies. Hey, if you want to weigh 800 pounds, I guess, and you know, have diabetes, sure. And go blind, I mean, yeah, sure. What alcohol does wonders for you? Yeah, it breaks down into that at 87 degrees, and our body's 98.9. Isn't it? Yeah. 98.6. You know, people vary. 98.7. Boy, I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm also going to get into the whole rodeo clown situation. This is all about, you know, we can abort half the black people in this country and have a eugenics operation and, you know, take everybody's basic liberties and freedoms, but we're going to get you obsessed over a rodeo clown and have the NAACP calling for criminal investigations. So I did a video yesterday live on the air, but we have the clip of it up on Infowars.com. Alex Jones received Obama clown sensitivity training. That's satire, but it ties into the real article by Kurt Nemo. NAACP attacks rodeo stunt and political satire. Yeah, it attacks free speech is what it's doing. Drudge Report really has all the news on this over on their left-hand side, all of it together. It's pretty amazing. But you notice this is Missouri, and a bunch of other states have these truth squads that are these tattletale squads, and they tell them now, this is 5 years ago, I'm about to play the clip, that if you hear anybody criticize the president, call the police. And I know a lot of people have the Secret Service visit them for just saying they hate Obama. And again, Obama's the front man of the bad agenda. But still, folks, you have a right to criticize the president. You were born with that right. It's patriotic to love your country, but to fear and dislike your government. And so I thought I'd play a short clip of the Missouri Truth Squads. And by the way, more newscasts came out. They would actually go to people's houses and threaten to arrest them if they said he was a Muslim or wasn't born here. Well, even if that's true or not true, the point is you have a right to say, you know, Barack Obama is an Easter bunny, or the Barack Obama, you know, something that's true. His dad was a famous communist pornographer from Hawaii, so they created the whole fake Kenya thing and said he was born there in all his own literature. So we thought, well, you say you were born in Kenya and all your Harvard literature and all your book deals, but then now you say you aren't, and your wife's on video saying you were born there. But now you say you never said that and we're crazy. Oh, it's a bait and switch. You're really the son of a famous communist pornographer, and your mother's in the pornography publicly. So we're looking at the president's mother all bent over. It's like, but again, that's all part of just breaking America down. Just what will we put up with? It's all, you know, like Wiener up there, you know, and the whole rise of that big debacle that's finally now shrinking, thank goodness. Let's go ahead and go to this clip to remind you that this is where this comes from. The NAACP calling for the Secret Service. The bull, they said, was going to charge our precious one that's ripping everybody off and scamming everyone as a front man. Let's go to this clip. Here it is.
Senator Barack Obama's presidential campaign is asking Missouri law enforcement to target anyone who lies or runs a misleading television ad during the presidential campaign. This is where John Mills is live at the County Election Board in Maplewood. He's been learning more about which members of law enforcement are getting involved in this. John, tell us more about this.
Russell, good evening. Prosecutors and sheriffs.
Let's stop there. Let's stop there.
Are joining something
called the full clips on Infowars.com, and I'll get to it more in the next hour after Mercola joins us. But we're going to come back and break down what diet soda is really doing to you and a lot more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Al.
Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.